the Mary and Joe Show. It's exactly what it sounds like. Basically, sharing a bit of the can of lifestyle with the coffee talk. You'll hear interviews, reviews on products, a bit of my own personal life experiences, and sharing on YouTube for over 10 years now, being active on the internet with my own chronic illnesses, and many interviews in the future, along with a dose of a normalcy. We are a community around the world, and I bring you this podcast to give you a normal place to enjoy your Mary and your Joe.
Hello, everybody. It's the Mary and Joe Show with Miss Chronic Chronicles and a few other guests in the background that are in studio today. And I must say hello to Heather B. Say hi, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hello, everybody. I'm so happy to be here.
We had a little hiccup and we've been a little busy and life's been crazy. And I have to also tell the listeners who's in the studio today, our lovely Sunny. Welcome, Sunny.
How's it going, everybody? Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, if you guys haven't seen Sunny's interview, please check out below descriptions. Always show the last fun stuff we've done with our favorite guests on our podcast here. And this year has already started off bright and cheery, I would say, as the title goes, Sunny Conversations with Amazing People. So this year, Heather, as we're going to regroup and reunite our conversation we had so bluntly yesterday, what has 2024 been for you, girl? How's your year been?
2024 has been an interesting one. You know, sometimes life has a way of popping up and saying, hey, like, everything's going to be chaotic. You just got to deal with things one day at a time and just find the silver lining and strive forward and pick up one thing, deal with it, and move on. That's been the year so far. And learn, yes. Always be learning.
And accepting the trials and tribulations as new journeys. That's what I figured out. The other day, our guest here, Sunny, can actually attest to this. My dryer broke, and I was like, we're going to suffer for 2 weeks. No, we're not.
No.
Make this fucking year wonderful. And so I had that shit ordered in the same day that it broke, and it felt better, and I've been better, and it'll be here. It was supposed to be here today. Might be here tomorrow. But that's kind of my outlook of this year. If the problem arises, you solve it. If you can't, you just find the best path method and strive and learn from those moments at this point. I mean, what have you learned, Sunny, in this 2024 so far? What's working for you?
Learning about old habits and new ways of how to go about things and what's worth keeping in your life as far as people and certain energies, and then others are just worth weeding out of your garden. And we're going to start the year off with a fresh, clean garden. So far, that's been working for us.
I have a little secret for you guys. There's an exclusive interview that has not been released yet with this awesome gentleman. So we will be sharing that in the future, probably exclusive conversation, but this is a, how do we put it? Transition, an interlude, like TLC's CD. You remember that one, Heather?
Interlude. Gotta love the interludes. Gotta love them.
And I mean, I think the outlook really does set the tone. And if you accept less than you deserve, then you're gonna have the karma to go through it. And if you, I feel that so strong for myself, but
absolutely,
if you embrace the change and you allow good things to come in, normally they do. You just have to,
you have to get rid of the bad to have the new come in.
Last 2023 New Year's for me was a whole different experience of, I don't know. I think I was with you. Nope, you were sick that day. We'll have to go and do a reaction video to that epicness on Rachel Rod Truth in the future. What do you think, Heather?
Would you like to join me on that in the future?
I would love to. I will go on any journey. Let's go.
This year, we're going to be talking about less true crime and more bigger topics.
Real life.
Real life. Real important topics. Things we don't think about all the time. You know, I don't know. Heritage is important. And that's something we're going to be touching on. Definitely on Miss Chronic Chronicles, but I would say a lot more personal stories. I'm even planning to share parts from my personal journal on Rachel Raw Truth this year. At gathering all the troops, all the awesome thinkers to bring their experiences along. So the podcast is still going to be very active on YouTube, but you guys need to stick around and follow the little breadcrumbs because you don't know where I'll be next, basically.
You never know where the breadcrumbs might lead. I can't even talk.
Right. And hopefully this year in 2024, I get on the road. That's what I hope, to be sharing some conversations in person, just like this.
And you will.
It's happening.
You will.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and in the last conversation we had, I mean, this, to some of you guys, hashtag chronically designed, don't understand my method of madness, but some of you guys figure it out. So here it comes. I'm even going to be sharing hacks this year on how to build your credit as a cannabis, cannamom, dad, or just a cannabis user. You can actually build your credit just by the things you use, you know you're going to use. And medicine in itself is no different than budgeting your electricity bill. So we're going to be talking about hacks and different things to help. And even those can of conversations I wanted to have last year that just didn't happen with cooking. Hey, Sunny, don't you have some cooking experience?
I do. No desserts. I am still completely oblivious on baking and stuff. But as far as anything meat and veg wise, absolutely.
Well, hey, you might need to help me with your little sous chef style. Is that what it was? What did you...
flat grill. We did a lot of specialty dinners and lunches with the golf course. See, I can't talk either. It's fine.
It's okay. We're all tired here. It's called life.
but yeah, I've done steakhouses, seafood restaurants, golf club meals.
So you should sit in the kitchen while I do some canna conversations.
Yeah, I'll point out everything you're doing wrong.
Okay, no, I'll just... take it.
I won't be there.
Well, that means we're probably going to be introducing some swag this year, merch for you guys that could be including even an apron. What you think about that, folks?
Everybody needs an apron.
I got everybody. An apron, but you hate stripes.
I do. Is it stripes?
It is. It's black
How
and white.
How dare you? That's no good. No good.
Prison chef.
Black and white stripes, no good. Don't keep that in the kitchen. Does it go up and down or sideways?
Up and down.
Oh, it's worse. Very much. That's like the bars. Nobody wants that. Oh my gosh, that's what it probably looks like. The black and white that way. And then the bars, it's like a checkered situation.
Hey, that's actually pretty interesting. I've never even thought of that.
Like, whoa, that's why it is. Everybody avoid the stripes. There, nothing good comes from stripes. Except zebra.
That's interesting.
I'll give zebra stripes.
Clean your coffee mug across the bars back and forth.
It's terrible. Do they get a mug?
No, they get a plastic squeezy thing.
That's so rude. God, to all the people who are in lockup that can hear me right now, I feel for you.
Yes, that's a place where nobody wants to go, but statistically, the odds are against us.
Right.
Drink some Taster's Choice for me if you are listening.
Is that the thing?
That's the coffee.
Is that the dirt coffee I keep talking about? Might be it. Is that the one in the hotels?
You can get it at hotels. It's like
I'll say this though, Texas, they don't get Taster's Choice. Oh. They do not get that. They get like dollar store, great like value. Knockoff. Not even great value status in Texas. I will say that. Unfortunately, my other brother from another mother is currently locked up right now, and
so
it's no fun. Do not.
No. When this is the
don't
other
go to jail anywhere. Actually,
right.
I hope this year, and I'm gonna
bigger in Texas.
I'm gonna put this shit out here, and I hope, Heather, I really do, that in 2024 we hear some legalization happen, because they keep pushing for it. It really could happen this year.
There is a lot of talks that I've been having pop up on in my Google News of some things changing. I know that the rescheduling of marijuana is being pushed right now. I don't know how far it's going to go, but I do know that they are trying to make some big changes. And then, of course, I don't know if you saw this, Rachel, but Jelly Roll was featured where he actually went and spoke in front of Senate about the fentanyl crisis. And
I'm going to feature that link below. Such a good point.
Please do, because if nobody has watched it, you know, I'm not a huge fan of all of Jelly Roll's music. No hate towards him. I like him, his wife's personality, what they've got going together. It's a beautiful thing.
Did you watch the fentanyl talk that he had in court the other day?
That's what she's talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. His words, like,
did you watch the whole thing?
I don't think that really they could have picked someone better, because what he said, he is a felon. He doesn't have the right to vote. Therefore, he's not swayed by any political party. He could have cared less about any political race in his life. That this is so far beyond politics and absolutely all of that. This is a national crisis, and his words were perfection. So definitely, if you haven't watched it, every word was great.
At this point, anything is bigger and more, like, beyond politics. It's
about awareness at this point. People right. don't understand. You could literally, and I'm going to say it right here, right now, you could easily affect people with fentanyl in the mail. Like, people who are going to do that kind of stuff too could easily affect people on a larger scale, like anthrax was when we were, like, in high school, girl.
Well, I saw that there was, I want to say it was like a first grader or something, like 6 year old, that ate candy from a friend of his at school, and he overdosed on fentanyl at school because a friend of his brought candy to school.
It's completely, so, like, this is unacceptable. I think why look,
it makes no sense.
Cannabis in elementary school, and that wasn't dangerous. That wasn't dangerous.
Right.
This is a whole different kind of jumble. I mean, me and you had a lot of conversations, private and public, on the podcast last year about how do we protect our children. There is no freaking way, because the influence is just taken. Honestly, I'm gonna go ahead. Should I say it? I hate to bring it up. We can probably talk about it a lot more tomorrow. So maybe if Rachel, you're listening, pause the video now. But if you're not, Heather, should we go there? Should we talk about it? About the designer drug reality, that it's so much bigger than that. If you can't depend on normal drugs, a person with the financial backing could easily just hire a chemist to live in their house,
yep,
and make designer drugs for them. It's a freaking whole another conundrum boiled down to fentanyl. Okay.
There are 100 drugs, designer drugs. There are 100 formulas to back the one that the United States is making illegal today. Like, I wish to God I remembered exactly what documentary I watched that kind of went down that alley, but Vice has a lot of really good ones out about the industry synthetically like that. And it is horrifying to think that there are people that are that careless of human life that they're going to continue to design things that are literally just meant to destroy. And I get where countries battle each other and all that, but at what point is it not recognized that what's put out in one place will affect the whole world? Like, I don't understand that level of wanting control over people and people's lives that way. It's sick.
So last year we were focused on the conversation and how I was being educated by a lot of you subscribers, and you even, Wells, Heather, and others, you know, unmentionables, that we basically, what exactly meth was for us now is the fentanyl of our generation. So, I mean, do you have any input on that
Sunny, like what, how scary it is to like be like, you can't even partake it for fun. It's not a choice anymore.
It's really not a choice anymore. There's a,
they killed it.
Yeah, exactly.
They pissed in the farm, and basically.
I mean, it did. And for all the potheads, it would be like if every single batch that was ever sold to anybody had a chance of having some fucking CBD flower in it to mess with you and you don't know. You know what I'm saying? But it's kind of like anybody else. It's just, I mean, I hate to put it this way, but people are just trying to get away from their own emotions and enjoy life by their own way of enjoying it, by getting high and doing drugs. And it's not safe for them anymore because what they buy isn't potentially what they could get. And it can screw up lives with just one little bitty bit.
Okay. Is meth one use going to destroy you?
It could. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Could totally hook you on the one time.
Absolutely.
Or there's total other people that do what? Bump around and come back and forth? Or as like...
People are capable of doing that with anything. There's okay. just some that are not as strong as others that could... Like some... It's like alcoholics too. Some people can go to a bar
right.
and get a couple drinks and have it just for that one night and be done for months.
Right.
There's others that aren't capable of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the same thing with drug use. There's people that can go out and get, do it one time and be done with it and decide it's not for them. And then others, it's like, wow, this is fucking fantastic. This is exactly the feeling I've been searching for. So I'm going to destroy my entire life on it. You know, and it's a very slippery slope no matter what.
I keep going back to what we also focused on last year, at least in regards to bringing up what failed system fucking DARE was. And then you had enlightened me yes. and a lot of others about the fact that, and my own son explained to me that you were not kidding. They come with a suitcase at the schools and they show these kids the drugs in their fucking purest form. It shocks me that like, I'm sorry, I don't want my son early introduced, and I'm sorry, yes, the programs are failed, but
well, look at it.
I don't know, it's hard for me.
At least educating at a young age, because there are kids that also get sucked into it. So
or their parents are doing it, and they can't recognize it.
Like, what it looks like, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, in a way, like, I'm not a mother, so I don't get that side of it, but
point,
I see
though.
The side of it as like at least they are showing them what it looks like and what to stay away from.
But yeah. then it goes back to the curiosity kill the cat, and when you're introducing stuff to kids that have never had that introduced,
right,
maybe their
sword.
Parents, maybe if their parents do dabble, that they keep it completely away from their children because they yeah. want to try to preserve innocence, and yeah. then they end up getting sucked into the fact that their children have been influenced by things that they themselves don't even know.
Right.
Even in that situation, like some people that genuinely they've walked their whole lives and they've never even experienced that
Hello,
stuff.
Hello, my name is Miss.
And then now the kids.
I never knew shit about meth until I was 36 years old because you guys on the internet educated me. Sad.
Lucky you.
That's sad. Yeah,
but I mean, how scary is back. It that the school
Holy
is educating
shit.
Children where the parents haven't been educated? And then,
right.
where? How does that help anybody?
Right. Yeah, no. Hold on. I'm adjusting the sitting position. No, I also, like I said, if my hunch is correct, we're going to start seeing that. And that's going to scare the public, too. That's like an overall, like COVID of the drug world right after. Like everybody distance yourself from everybody. Is your coffee poisoned? Is your Doritos poisoned with people psycho? That's what I'm trying to say. So like at this point, theories about the drug world probably aren't even far-fetched from possibilities, but the federal government hasn't stopped the most harsh drugs that have destroyed people's lives. So I don't see them up in their game. I think educating each other is the only way to go, honestly, in my opinion.
Well, and a lot of people, they choose to be naive until it's in their backyard.
Hi!
And
or
that's
their next
just
door
not
neighbor.
That too. Very much. A lot of times that kind of stuff does just end up on your doorstep one day and you're there to deal with it. And maybe you didn't prepare yourself or you've never witnessed that kind of choice making, downfall, you know, fill in the blank for the situation. And then there's really not a lot of resources, and mental health even has a lot to do with it too.
And I also,
but mental health help is disappearing.
While I'm still fresh on my mind, I will be looking into going more public about Vice News stories, because I am part of the Vice Voices network of independent freelance journalists. So I will be sharing more topic based that are from them. And I also will be focusing on this year promoting more local stories that are happening too, and working on getting my press pass for the podcast so we can share more on the ground camera and conversations. I may also be with the help of you. Thank you, Heather. But
yes,
hopefully doing some articles even for you guys. So I don't know if there's going to be a blog that I'll be putting out or if I will utilize Patreon or something like that. But as of right now, if you guys are interested in all the behind the scenes things that are actually going to cost you a penny, then go to OnlyFans and not for the things you think. Go to Fansly. All of these links can be found in my link tree. And this year, basically, I'm going to be pushing a little bit more of the, how would you put it? Stories that are so important, not trending topics on true crime. Sorry, I have to remove myself from that, guys. It's not healthy for me.
Well, if it's not helping and it's hurting, which is a trend that we've seen, not only, you know, creators' channels being, you know, it's people have seen what's going on. It's not even something that needs to be explained. It's just right. Something that needs to, there needs to be a break from it until right. Things can simmer and calm, and
respect
needs to be given.
Some of these cases, and I don't want to be a part of any kind of subpoenas for that shit. That's part of
it. No, thank you. No, thank you.
So since the Semmerwells case, basically, that's where I'm at. I no longer want to be, and the Kylie Rodney thing was wild. And so, you know, this year I might not even look on News Nation or those other channels at times. And you can send me all the stuff in the world, Heather, and I'll watch it. But you know what? You might not hear me talk about it here, guys.
Yeah, and that's okay. Then that is really okay, because sometimes something is to just see and know and move on.
That's right. And I want to keep the vibes uppity. So that's what I'm saying.
For sure.
You're going to have some great return guests. I know Nadia will be coming on the podcast this year. And we have some other special faces. And Sunny over here, he's got a lot of information in his little, what a treasure chest of experiences, I'll say. We got lots
of worms.
The cans of worms for you listeners.
Spring loaded.
And like when we talk about fun adventures and sharing things, stay tuned, because Sunny's going to be coming with some very interesting content in the future. So I'm going to leave on when we end this little podcast here. I'm going to open up the description area and put some other things we want to move you guys to go look into. They will not be true crime related, as I said, but do you want to leave the listeners with any other thoughts? Maybe we went 24 minutes. How good is that, girl?
I'd say that's pretty good. It's a good little dip or toe back into the water of 2024 and some new fresh topics. And I personally can't wait, because I know that some of the things that we've personally conversated about, they've been really intriguing. And I look forward to being a part of some of these bigger conversations with your audience.
Ditto.
I agree. It's definitely a great conversation starter for the year. For further podcasts throughout 2024, dipping the toes in the water to full cannonball eventually.
Hey, it's about to melt, and I have a drone. I can literally take photos of this beautiful land I live in and all the little places we'll be going.
I'll be more than happy to send you some too.
That's right. We've got people on their adventures. I basically got like Miss Crowder Chronicles, beep, 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 beep. You know, these people coming in from wherever they're broadcasting, be like, I'm broadcasting from.
We're the Chronicles crew.
That's right.
Hopefully somebody will be doing some van life within the next year or so, and then I can get on the podcast with a new national park from somewhere. Anywhere.
I'm telling
that's
you.
That's exciting.
It's going to be fun. We can like really give a real review on internet in the forest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Starlink, shout out to Musk there.
Right.
Big, big thing for van life.
That's right.
So definitely going to be hooking it up.
And if you guys are interested in what's going to be going on, I will be focusing this year on putting in my link tree some of the previous guests in like a separate link tree. I saw it done last year, and that's a surprise to you, Heather. I've been thinking about this, that I want to open up just like a link tree with a link tree so that people can just go to all of these people specifically by name, you know? So
absolutely. Go straight to the sources.
That's right. And the playlist on the YouTube channel, they will start changing and morphing over to Miss Chronicles. We'll move over to Rachel Hall Truth. A little bit of reactions here and there and a lot of uploads. So I will be turning off. This is your notice, guys. I will be turning off comments on premieres. They're not necessary. If you want to leave a comment, go ahead and leave it in the actual comment section. Otherwise, quick little hellos are great. But, you know, I want you to watch, you know, pop some popcorn, watch the podcast, listen to whatever is happening on the other side of the world, wherever I'm recording from, and so on and so forth. So, and I will be working on merch in a whole different direction this year. I'm excited to share that. There's a lot of contributors too, which is going to be fun. So, and Chronically Designed, I need to start like hashtagging that. I don't even know if it's on this one. It might be scrolling. We're almost there. What does it say, Heather? We're almost there. And I didn't add it, so we'll add that later.
Definitely.
Anyway, everybody, thank you all for listening. And if we're still live right now on the actual premiere, then let's continue this conversation. So I'm going to call you right back, girl. All right.
Sounds good.
Bye.